Hare Krishna, I have a question from Manjari Devdasi. She wants to know how to correlate Srila Prabhupada's two different definitions of the fourth, fifth, and sixth aspects of Sharanagati, of surrender, because Prabhupada describes them differently. One is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the other one is in Nectar of Devotion. So Goptritre Varanam Tata means to accept Krishna as one's guardian or master. So that's one version that we all know, it's standard. And the other one is to identify oneself with Krishna's devotees. And this is how Prabhupada defines it in the other reference. Identifying with Krishna devotee means that we're followers of Krishna's devotees, and whether those devotees are here in this world or they're Krishna's eternal associates, but we identify with them in the sense that we follow their example and we practice Krishna consciousness in the way that they emulate. And what is the characteristic of Krishna's devotees is that they're fully dependent on Krishna. They just consider Krishna is my guardian. Krishna is my master. Krishna is killing all of the demons who come to Vrindavan. And without Krishna's help, where would we be? And of course, it's the same way here in the material world. A devotee is always thinking that, yes, Krishna is in charge, and he's the one who's my provider, he's the one who takes care of me, and ultimately I belong to him. So identifying with the devotees in that way is synonymous with dasa, das, and udas. If I identify with how the devotees depend on Krishna, then I'm also identifying with that same characteristic, and that characteristic will also come in me. So the other one is Atmanikshepa, which is standard understanding, is full self-surrender. This one is fully surrendered. The other reference, Srila Prabhupada calls it to always feel inability without the help of Krishna, that one feels. So when you fully surrender to somebody, it's like a child, even they may be able to do things, but nonetheless, they think that everything is done by my parents. I can't function in any way without my parents. Children sometimes throw a tantrum over something, and the parents just say, well, why don't you do it? And they have to do some very simple thing that is very easily within the child's reach to do. So this inability, and of course, part of that is a recognition that here in the material world, we're functioning, but everything that we do is being enabled by Krishna. Krishna is enabling me to talk, enabling this machine to record. He's enabling devotees to hear. He enables everything. And Krishna is also, by the manifestation of his mercy, enabling me to perform devotional service. I may think that I'm the doer, but that's not the real teaching of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, but rather it's Krishna's mercy that's manifesting within my senses, and he's not only enabling the senses to function, but he's enabling acts of devotion to manifest upon my senses, such as chanting Hare Krishna. I'm not chanting Hare Krishna, but when it comes to chanting the pure name of Krishna, it is Krishna's name that is manifesting on my tongue, which is a different type of name. So that is Shuddha Nam. Nachiam Amor, Nachiam Amor. So dance on my tongue. And the last one is Karpanye, or humility. And Srila Prabhupada translates that in the other reference. Always to think oneself inferior to Krishna, even though one may have full capacity to perform something on his own. So this is the definition of humility. Humility is that even though someone is extremely capable, but nonetheless he thinks himself, herself, to be very fallen, very incapable. And of course we've discussed this actually on the seminar. And on one reference, here's the humility, and the other one is Srila Prabhupada's giving what the definition of actually humility is. Even though one is very exalted, even though one is very empowered, but still he thinks nothing of himself, and everything is, it's the mercy of Krishna. It's the mercy of, as was earlier identified with Krishna's devotees, it's the mercy of my spiritual master. So that, I hopefully are the answers to these questions. Hare Krishna.